Let us pray. O gracious and holy Father, give us wisdom to perceive you, intelligence to understand you, diligence to seek you, patience to wait for you, eyes to behold you, a heart to meditate upon you, and a life to proclaim you through the power of the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we are getting closer to Christmas Day, TV programming has become very Christmas-oriented. And I always find it is a good indicator of our wider cultural perception of this holiday. I couldn't help but notice that in many TV shows, films, and cartoons, Christmas is culturally important as the time of family celebrations, gift-giving, Santa Claus, reindeers, and gingerbread cookies. Jesus Christ is nowhere to be seen in this cultural perception. And while I was judgmental of popular culture in the past, now I am still critical, but I can a little bit more relate as to why it is so. It simplifies the message. Christmas becomes about family, happiness, love, and generosity. No difficult thoughts and reflections are necessary. I remember when I was a kid, Christmas was about family time and feasts. When I was a teenager, it was about holidays and not having to go to school. When I was a young adult, it was about days off from work and parties. And when I became an older adult, committed to walk in God's path, I began to look at Christmas story, trying to unpack its spiritual and mystical significance of the Word of God entering the world as a little child. I understood that the story around the birth of Christ was layered with meaning. In our scripture today, we find prophecies in the Old Testament and angelic messages in the Gospel of Luke. There is a sense of divine intent moving through our world. How it is contradictory to every sense of human wisdom and good judgment. A sense of how the Holy Spirit works through human existence and how it overcomes impossible and often cruel conditions. Somehow, all the narratives that embellish the story of that happened long ago fall away in a simple experience of a newborn baby entering this world. And it is only now, after our son Adam was born, that I begin to glimpse at this new meaning. And I can't begin to describe the experience of seeing new life come into this world. That helpless first breath, first cries, first sounds he makes. That still weak neck that can't support the weight of his own head, and the constant need for care. Yet this helpless baby completely turns what seems to be a perfectly balanced world of tried and tested habits upside down. I saw my own helplessness in the face of new realities. And it is only now I begin to understand this side of the story of the birth of Jesus. Only now I can hope to understand how filled with love the story of the Word of God coming into the world as a human being is. How this new life in flesh comes into our world to display my own helplessness and tear down my old habits. Only now I begin to glimpse at the small fraction of what divine love that our Heavenly Father feels for his children is. Children that are perhaps like newborns, if not physically, then spiritually helpless before the vast and complexity of this world. Children whom God loves, not because of some merit or quality, but only because we are his children. In this new experience, I have uncovered for myself a new understanding of the story of Jesus. This new meaning is love. That a parent feels for one's child. And I do believe that it is this love that God shows to humanity in the story of Jesus of Nazareth. A helpless babe born into vast, complex, and often harsh world of physical reality, and often messy story as well. And the love and care that this babe inspires in all around him. In fact, I do think that God's light shines in the little soul of any fragile and gentle newborn of our world. And how I relate to this child now is also in some way how I relate to Jesus. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, creator of light and darkness. In this holy season, when the sun's light is swallowed up by the growing darkness of the night, you renew your promise to reveal among us a splendor of your glory. And fashioned invisible to us in the Jesus Christ, your Son. Through the prophets, you teach us to hope for his reign of peace. Through the outpouring of his Spirit, you open our blindness to the glory of his presence. Strengthen us in our weakness. Support us in our stumbling efforts to do your will and free our tongues to sing your praise. For to you all honor and blessings are due, now and forever. Amen. Okay.